Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
So my mom came into town recently and we rewatched the show Ted Lasso together, which is a phenomenal show on Apple TV that deserves all the awards and acclaim that it's receiving. It's just such like a wholesome show about relationships and bringing people together and leadership and working as a team, and it's just a phenomenal show that's feel good, but also very intense at times and talks a lot about anxiety and panic attacks and mental health and sports. And that's a good points there. But as I was rewatching it, I really noticed that the overarching theme of the show is about forgiveness and the power of forgiveness and how when we forgive one another, it allows us to really move forward, both for ourselves and for the other person. But what I've noticed for myself a lot with forgiveness is there's one time where I had a ex-girlfriend that cheated on me, or I mean, I can't officially say that, but it was suspected, and she ended up dating this guy that she would always go up to the mountains with. Anyhow, I don't need to go into specifics about the story, but I had a lot of resentment towards her after we broke up, and I was carrying that around. And one day, after I think going for a long walk, I just decided to send her a text and ask her to meet up. And it had been a couple months after we had broken up, and I met up with her and I decided to forgive her. And what I noticed was I wasn't doing it for her. The forgiving didn't help her so much as it helped me get over it and move on and just feel better about my situation and not carry that kind of resentment and issues into my next relationship. And that's what you see a lot in Ted Lasso, is there's these moments where you expect him to rage and get really angry because, you know, he had been getting threatened or not threatened, but he had been getting sabotaged by the boss lady, Rebecca, the whole time. And when she tells him, because she told him, he forgave her immediately, and that gave her a huge sense of relief and allowed their relationship to progress and allowed the trust that was obviously not there from the beginning begin to form and stay there, because he kind of really worked on forging that relationship and understood where she was coming from. And then they were able to form a really good relationship and move forward into season two, where they'd become really good friends and are really there for one another at some really intense moments of season two. It's just a show I recommend watching from that perspective. It's funny. It's a hilarious show, but what it's really getting at in that terms of forgiving one another, it's something I think we need to all probably work more on and better in terms of also forgiving ourselves, you know, especially if you're disorganized or your home isn't quite the way you want it to be right now. Just forgive yourself for where it's at and, you know, say it's okay. I mean, I need to do the same thing even with like myself and business right now, or maybe I don't feel I'm working hard enough or doing enough. Just forgive yourself and say you'll do better and take one small step to to make it better. And then you kind of rebuild that trust with yourself by doing one thing. Like, say you just, you know, feel like your closet's gotten completely out of order, just get one shelf cleared off and organized, and then call it good. And if you don't get another one done for another like 2 months, that's fine. Just make small progress and forgive yourself for the way it is, and know that you want to have trust with yourself, but sometimes life hits you hard and you just gotta keep moving through it. So that was a random rambling, thoughts that I've had in life that I try to tie back to the home. I'm doing podcasts every day for a year, and we're going to see what happens with that. So right now I'm just pumping them out. The quality's going to be as good as I can make them, but really the goal is to get one done a day. And that's what's most important to me right now. So feedback's always welcome. If certain things are really bothering you, let me know. You can reach out to me at on my email at jp@reliefkey.co. Or you can find me on Instagram at reliefkey, or my personal one at jpthinks. And I'd love to hear your feedback or thoughts on the show. Or if, you know, you're a guest that's interested in coming on, like just talk about your home, or if you want to talk about, if you're in the home industry and would like to get on the podcast and talk about what you do, whether you're an architect, contractor, interior designer, some kind of homeware good, I'd love to talk to you and talk about what you're doing and your thoughts on the home industry. So I'll catch you on the next one.